Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, December 1st, 2024 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, a 600 million Seika recycled paper mill could mean 230 new Dayton, Ohio jobs if the city of Dayton alters zoning rules to allow the mill. Also making headlines this past week, the European Union has set a January 10th deadline for the international paper D.S. Smith deal. We'll have more on these stories and more later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com. Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline, Dayton, Ohio. $600 million Seika recycled paper mill could mean 230 new Dayton, Ohio jobs if the city alters zoning rules. A European manufacturer of recycled paper for corrugated board, which already has a packaging facility in Hamilton, is exploring building a new paper mill in Dayton that could create more than 200 new jobs. However, the city of Dayton does not permit paper or pulp manufacturing operations, and the project likely needs zoning code changes to move forward. Trotwood's city manager has already voiced opposition to the proposed project, saying it could produce odors and pollution that hurt the quality of life of neighbors who live near the potential site. Seika Group, a Spain-based company that's opened a packaging facility in Hamilton, Ohio in 2022, has submitted a zoning code text amendment application that asked the city of Dayton to modify its zoning regulations. Seika is considered building and operating a recycled paper mill facility at the northeast corner of Little Richmond and Olive Roads in northwest Dayton, just south of Trotwood, that could employ about 230 full-time workers, says documents submitted to the city. The site has recently been used for agricultural purposes. Quote, if Seika were to construct a recycled paper manufacturing facility in Dayton, we estimate the cost of the construction to be about $600 million U.S. dollars, a Seika spokesperson said. Seika is asking the city to approve a zoning code amendment that would separate paper recycling from the city's prohibition on all pulp paper and pulp manufacturing. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned. Dayline, Brussels. European Union sets January 10th deadline for international paper and D.S. Smith deal. U.S.-based international paper's £5.8 billion, that translates to $7.29 billion U.S. dollar bid for British packaging firm D.S. Smith, will be decided by EU antitrust regulators by January 10th, European Commission filing showed on Tuesday, November 26th. Now, the deal, announced back in April, would help International Paper expand its European presence at a time of consolidation in the sector. It sought EU approval last Monday. The Commission, which acts as the EU competition enforcer, can either clear the deal with or without remedies after its preliminary review. It can open a 4-month-long investigation after the initial phase if it has serious concerns. The EU executive also examined the deal under its foreign subsidies regulation, which allows the Commission to crack down on unfair foreign state support for companies. The deadline for the review was November 21st. Dateline, Macon, Georgia. Irving Tissue plans a $600 million facility expansion in Georgia and hiring 100 more workers. A Canadian company announced on Thursday that it will spend $600 million to expand its tissue mill in Georgia and hiring 100 more workers. Irving Tissue says it needs to expand in Macon because the mill is currently selling all the bath tissue and paper towels it can make. The privately held firm will add a third paper machine, increasing output by 50%. And here comes a quote, "We've had tremendous success in Macon, and with the plant currently sold out, this is the right plant for the expansion," Mark DeConte, Irving's vice president of communications, wrote in an email. Now, the company, which currently has 400 workers at the facility, announced the plan Thursday as it celebrated its fifth anniversary of the mill, which will make private label products for retailers. The expansion will also include an automated warehouse and new converting lines to turn the tissue into finished products, company president Robert K. Irving said. The pulp to supply the additional paper machine would come from Irving's pulp mill in St. John, New Brunswick, with wood supplied from timberland the company owns in New Brunswick and Maine. The warehouse is scheduled to be complete in 2026, and the new paper machine is scheduled to be complete in 2027, the company said. The facility was originally built with one paper machine, but it added a second paper machine at the time it opened in 2019. The Macon facility currently produces 165,000 tons of tissue per year. Once the addition is complete, the plant will make 248,000 tons. Congratulations, folks. Congratulations. This is great. This is really great. Dateline, Canada. The owner of Canada's largest forestry company has moved to openly take control of a massive pulp and paper empire spanning Asia, the Americas, and Europe. Jackson Wajaya currently owns dozens of pulp and paper mills across Canada, the U.S., Brazil, and Europe under the Domtar Group, formerly known as Paper Excellence, until it rebranded last month. Wajaya's intention is to take direct control over Asia Pulp and Paper, affectionately known as APP, an Indonesian and Chinese-based multinational currently owned by his father, and it was confirmed by an official notice from the European Commission. For years, Domtar and APP have repeatedly denied any relationship with one another. Wajaya's now open intention to control the two companies has raised questions among environmental watchdogs that have long claimed APP has exerted hidden control over Canadian forestry assets. The announcement comes less than a week after Canada and Indonesia signed a free trade pact. Quote, "It's a concern to us that they were denying it, and ultimately, it's proven true," says Priyanka Vittal, legal counsel for Greenpeace Canada. Priyanka Vittal continues, "So, what other things are they lying about?
What are their motivations? It doesn't really create a trusting relationship with this company. End of quote. Now, a Domtar spokesperson said Wajaya's father had appointed him to be the sole beneficiary and owner of APP as part of his succession planning. Stay tuned, folks. Stay tuned.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
All right, folks, Dateline Brazil. Spinova and Suzano postpone production facility. Spinova has pressed pause on the production plant currently being developed in partnership with Suzano. The Finnish textile firm reported a delay in reaching the targeted process metrics, i.e. cost, needed to enter into the next phase of building. Looking at the bigger picture, the postponement is yet another blow sustained by the Respin co-owner, following the fiscally discouraging 2023 and an eventful first half of 2024. In March, the Adidas collaborator signed a letter of intent with the Brazilian manufacturer on potential new production facility for wood-based Spinova fiber. Spinova and its partners were to develop the fiber production technology to Suzano, the facility's owner and operator. Per the letter of intent, the preliminary target capacity of the facility was 20,000 metric tons of fiber per year, likely located near an existing Suzano pulp mill.
And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures, no physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Zurich and Evansville, Indiana. Packaging firm Amcor to buy Berry for $8.43 billion. Amcor PLC and Berry Global Group Incorporated announced they have entered into a definitive merger agreement pursuant to which Amcor and Berry will combine in an all-stock transaction. Berry shareholders will receive a fixed exchange ratio of 7.25 Amcor shares for each Berry share held upon closing, resulting in Amcor and Berry shareholders owning approximately 63% and 37% of the combined company, respectively. The transaction has received unanimous approval of the boards of directors of both Amcor and Berry and values Berry's common stock at $73.59 per share. The combination brings together two highly complementary businesses to create a global leader in consumer packaging solutions with a broader flexible film and converted film offering for customers, a scaled containers and closures business, and a unique global healthcare portfolio. The combined company will have unprecedented innovation capabilities and scale and be uniquely positioned to accelerate growth, solve customers' and consumers' sustainability needs, unlock portfolio transformation, and deliver significant value to both sets of shareholders, the companies said. Dayline Seattle, Weyerhaeuser Company announces a plan to build a new facility in South Arkansas. Weyerhaeuser Company announced a plan to invest approximately $500 million U.S. dollars to build a new state-of-the-art timber strand facility near Monticello and Warren, Arkansas, expanding the company's engineered wood products capability in the U.S. South. The facility will have an annual production capacity of approximately 10 million cubic feet, which is comparable to the company's existing timber strand facility in Kenora, Ontario. Construction is expected to begin in 2025, with the goal of starting operations in 2027. Now, the new facility will support an underserved and growing market for timber strand in the U.S. South and showcases Weyerhaeuser's innovation in wood products. Leveraging its proprietary timber strand technology, the company is combining institutional expertise from Kenora with extensive research and development to manufacture timber strand with southern yellow pine as the primary feedstock. Given the company's sizable timber holdings in Arkansas, the Monticello facility is strategically located to source most of its fiber log requirements from Weyerhaeuser timberlands in the region. Additionally, the plant will include a biomass-fueled cogeneration system, which will fully supply the plant's electrical needs and significantly reduce its environmental footprint. That's good news. Now, here's some key attributes of the new facility. It doubles Weyerhaeuser's Northern American timber strand capacity and enhances the company's EWP offerings in the U.S. South, and it delivers seamless integration with existing Weyerhaeuser timberlands and wood product distribution network, as well as with readily available freight and rail transportation in the region. It's expected to generate over $100 million of annual adjusted EBITDA at full operating capacity, with additional upside from portfolio integration benefits. It's expected to add nearly 200 high-quality jobs in Monticello and the surrounding region once everything is operational. Congratulations, folks. Congratulations. This is great. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now, finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Stockholm, Sweden. City expands its athletic tape production in France. City's expansion is production of athletics tape by investing in a new production line for Leukotape K. The investment enables a significant increase in production capacity to meet the growing global demand. Leukotape K is an elastic kinesiology tape which has been successfully used for many years to relieve pain, treat swelling and discomfort, and improve function for athletes and patients in both daily practices and hospitals. Leukotape K is sold in more than 90 countries around the world. The new fully automated production line is located at Essity's site in Vibrelier, France, and will fivefold the production capacity of Leukotape K. The investment amounted to €1 million. Sorry about that. The investment amounted to €1 million. Good job, folks. Dateline Czech Republic. Mondi starts up new extrusion line at Stutti Mill to meet the growing demand for sustainable packaging solutions. Mondi, a global leader in sustainable packaging and paper, has announced the startup of its new extrusion line at Mondi Coating Stutti, that's in the Czech Republic, marking another milestone with the group's commitment to support customers and in their transition to sustainable solutions. The extrusion line is part of a wider investment that includes a new production facility or building with state-of-the-art machinery, including coating and slitting capabilities. The investment expands the production of functional barrier papers and other high-quality coated papers, offering paper-based solutions to with customers with customized barrier properties. Applications range from food to non-food contact packaging to industrial solutions such as case linings for solid board and barrier liners for corrugated case materials. As part of Mondi's recycled portfolio, the innovative range of functional barrier papers offers solutions that can be recycled in existing paper waste streams across Europe. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires.
Copyright 2024. All rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.